You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter. Today's guest, Mr. Grant Covey, Alliance Sports Marketing.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side. I didn't say school talk this week. That's good. Here on Indy's Giant 90.9, I'm John Easter, and this is our school and community talk show that we do every Friday morning in this slot. So thank you for joining us here. If you happen to miss the show, you can always catch us on Sunday at 2 p.m. We'll be up against the Indianapolis Colts this week, but you can catch us Sunday at 2 p.m., or you can always find us online with the podcast, which will be posted after the show. So good morning. And it's been a busy week around the MSD of Wayne Township and everywhere else on the west side. I was driving home last night, and Kieran, man, traffic was just annoying me last night. I don't know if that was the case for you. I know that you live in Avon, where it takes like an hour to get anywhere just because it's Avon. But, man, traffic was just a mess last night.
I was coming home from work at around 10, so I had... There was just this first stoplight before the turn out of my workplace was just a line that stretched all the way down Rockville.
Something else, man. I don't know what to do about it either. I mean, there's nothing you can do when you're stuck in it.
I just sat and waited.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about road and street today and things like that here in just a moment. As we continue Voices of the West Side. Also this week, very important commemoration. It was 9/11 on Wednesday. Boy, a day that, will always stand to be remembered. I know that you were not born for 9/11. Grant, were you?
I was.
Well, can we give Grant a microphone? There we go.
Oh, barely, yes.
Yeah, you probably don't remember much about 9/11. No. But, it was... a very momentous day in American history, and not for the right reasons, certainly. But, it was good to see. What I noticed, though, and I don't know if this is the case, if you've seen this, Kieran, it seems like your generation is curious about 9/11.
And I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I would say a majority.
Right. Yes.
Curious
in the way that you want to know what happened.
Well, yeah.
You want to know people's experiences and things like that. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah, because, half of my generation wasn't born yet.
Correct.
So it's cool for us to be able to hear about these experiences that, for us, happened well before our lifetime, but people that we are related to lived through.
Yeah.
It's just like, that was just a part of their life.
It's a little bit, for me, like the Kennedy assassination, which is, I know, another... awful moment in American history, but so many of like my parents and my aunt and my grandparents, and they were all alive for that. And I was able to ask them, what was your experience? So, well, we were in third grade class and they came over the PA, or things like that. I know here for 9/11, this is where I was. I was in this room as we speak. We had ISTEP testing going on that day. Here, and so over half the students, just the sophomores, were here. And so the seniors and juniors had all been at home and had seen it and had experienced it live, like a lot of people did. And our sophomores were in testing, and they didn't know anything about it until after the testing was over. So, it was really kind of a different situation. But for me, I mean, I came back here and was doing a very grim play-by-play that day of what was going on because we had no technology in this area yet because we were still under construction at that time. So we had no technology. We had no, cable TV, anything like that back here. Certainly no, like, internet, because we didn't know what streaming was in 2001. And so we were able to get a little 13-inch TV monitor, and that's what we kind of watched it on. And we had a student whose grandmother worked in the Pentagon, and so he was trying to you know, use the technology we had here, and because people didn't have these computers that are in our pocket now. You know, there's no Twitter, no social media, and you know, which is where you get a lot of news these days. Is, you know, if a breaking news event happens, you're, you know, you go to social media and you can usually find information pretty quickly. But it was just a different moment. And kudos to the choir here at Ben Davis, because they went and performed again at the Indianapolis International Airport as part of their commemoration of 9/11. I know that several of the elementaries had a silent dismissal in honor of Patriot Day and 9/11. So it's good to see that that date is still remembered. So I wanted to take a moment and talk about that this morning. But on to happier things here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I don't know if it's happy, but we can call that thing on the wall over there. What is that? That's it.
Yeah, I don't know why it was still a little.
It was
quiet.
A little quiet, big board. That's what.
Anyways,
it was.
We have football game at Ben Davis here against Center Grove.
Yeah, that's a 6 p.m. kickoff or a 7 p.m. kickoff. Looks like the Hurricane Francine rain is gonna stay down in southern Indiana.
Yep. So. Pre-game show starts at 6 p.m. Then, trying to go chronological order here, we've got the...
I always kind of mix it up for you, so, you know.
So I have to, like, look around and try and figure it out myself.
Got
to
keep them, you know, thinking.
All right.
Keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
We have the Rule the Road event, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the 28th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That'll be... talking more about that today on the show.
If you want more information now, you can go to rulertheroadindiana.com.
Yep. Then the 5th of October, we have our WBDG Alumni Day from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yeah. That'll be a great day. Christy Lee is going to kick things off for us that day. So from the Bob and Tom show, she'll be the
be fun.
The first person on Alumni Day this year. And then we'll roll all the way through 10 p.m. We extended it by an hour this year.
13-hour broadcast.
Yeah.
Nice. And then last up on the list, fall break, October 12th.
Yeah, push the magic button for fall break. Goodness gracious.
We have,
yeah, there you go.
October 12th to the 27th.
Yeah.
That's for Ben Davis, I would assume.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, if you're an Area 31 student who happens to be listening, your fall break may differ.
Yes.
But you will not come to Area 31 from October 12th through the 27th. Of course, there's some weekend days in there as well. And that is going to do it up there on that thing we call the... and kind of turning to our guest who patiently waited for us to get through the big board and everything else. He is... a WBDG alumnus of the Area 31 Career Center and Tri-West High School. He is our friend, and Ball State University. He is our friend, Mr. Grant Covey. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. See, the studio audience is happy to have you here.
Yeah, they came out this morning alive and well, so good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's good to be back on the airwaves here. It's been a while, so... I appreciate you having me back.
Well, it's not really been that long for your voice, though, because we still use your, this has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Yeah.
No, we still use it.
Tuning into sports broadcasts on occasion, I'll make sure that I tune into the end just so I can hear myself.
And he doesn't listen to the start. He just listens to the last.
He just wants to hear himself.
He's like, it's about 10 o'clock. I'm going to tune over to WBDG to hear the end of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. So welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here, like I said, and hopefully can learn a few things today.
Yeah. So you work for Alliance Sports Marketing, which is, full disclosure, an underwriter here of WBDG. Wanted to get that out of the way, but that's not exactly why you're here this morning. We just wanted to talk about your position with Alliance and what you do and what you've done since you left Area 31, because I know you've been back a couple times and a couple of games with us, but what have you been up to, Grant?
So just life's been crazy. It's crazy how fast it moves after you graduate. So went to Ball State, graduated with my master's in sport administration back in May of 23, so just a little over a year ago. Right after that, I started with Alliance Sport Marketing, and I've been with them ever since. So I started primarily working in their Indiana office, coordinating different marketing campaigns, activations, and such across the state. That kind of transitioned into my current role as Director of Operations, so kind of overseeing all of our marketing activations across the country. That's been really fun. And with that, we've got to work on a few different projects. So Alliance Sport Marketing was a sport marketing company that was started and has kind of evolved into a highway safety company. We work with state highway safety offices across the country to promote their different safe driving campaigns. So whether it's national campaigns such as Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, or a local campaign working with the state directly, we pretty much coordinate just over 1,000 of those each year. So it's been fun to get to work with that, get to work with different community programming and messaging. It's been really fun. Last year and a half almost has just absolutely flown by, and I've loved it all.
It's cool to have a job that you really enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
I can relate to, because I enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to have a job that you want to get up for every day. So it's good to hear that. Grant Covey's joining us this morning here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9, or I guess it could be the afternoon or whenever you listen to this here. So you talked about your journey. You decided to get your master's at the right after your bachelor's. What was that like?
Yeah, so I was approached with a unique opportunity from the Sport Ad program. They were rolling out an accelerated master's program that would allow me to start working on my master's coursework while I was finishing up my bachelor's degree. So we had about a year of overlap there, kind of working on both at the same time, essentially where a few of those classes counted for both. So I was able to do that, and then just had a year of full grad school. So I was able to kind of do that all in one, which really couldn't say no to that opportunity when I heard about it. And I knew that the chances of me going back to get my master's after I left were probably pretty slim. So I took that opportunity right there when I could, and it worked out great. The master's program at Ball State, I really loved it. It's a great, lots of learning opportunities. Obviously, we're about 45 minutes up the road from Indianapolis, where a lot of major sporting events happen. So I got to do a lot of volunteer work downtown, primarily when March Madness came here with the bubble. I got to work a couple of days in Lucas Oil Stadium. So that was pretty cool, just to kind of see how everything was operational from a sports side there. We had the two courts on each side, and watching the teams play. I got to see North Texas beat Purdue, and I'm an IU fan, so that was pretty fun to get to watch. And it was great. Got a lot of volunteer opportunities there, and got to work really closely with Ball State Athletics during my time there, and that was super fun. And I went as a journalism major, and I came out a sport ad major, so you will change your major in college. I tell that to people all the time. Like, you can go in thinking you won't, but more than likely you will at some point. And that's great. I think you kind of realize really what you want to do. And, it's all still connected in the end.
That's the voice of Grant Covey here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. Grant, you talked about going into college thinking you were going to do one thing, be a sports journalist, be a journalist in general, and then you make that change. What was kind of the thought process behind making the change?
Yeah, I, started out, fall of 2019, took a few intro journalism classes, a few telecommunications courses, and then I actually decided to change right before we all got sent home. Just kind of thinking about what I really wanted to do was work in sports. That's really kind of where my passion was. And, I think for me, it was just I wanted a little bit more of a sports-focused programming and the chance to work on both sides of sport, whether it be the broadcast journalism side or, the administration side. So that kind of drew me in. I had an intro to sport ad course just as an elective in the fall. I didn't even know sport administration was like something you could major in. So You know, got to talk to a few people over there and kind of just made that choice to kind of go over there. That allowed me to work with Ball State Athletics a lot, which was fantastic. And as I'm sitting here on a microphone again, it's you can find the microphone in your spare time. I really enjoy, you know, still doing broadcast stuff, and I've got to do some of that with my position and at Alliance. So it's all still connected in the end, and I really, really enjoyed that. That time, the switch was, it was tough because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be Jim Nance and
still can
and all that. So, you know, that was a, you know, just an interesting transition, and, you know, just getting sent home and everything got put online in between. That is wild time. But yeah, that was kind of my thought process behind it. Really, you know, wanted to be connected into that sport industry a little bit more.
Yeah, and this may sound like a stupid question, but what is a sports administration major? What is that in general?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we focus on is all aspects of sport. So primarily like operations and the management side. So how do athletic offices run? What is the structure of collegiate athletic departments? All of that side of things, it's college focused, and then, you know, we kind of cover all the bases: youth and high school, collegiate, and then professional. But a lot of it is just that operations side. How do things run? Finance, law, history, all of that sort of thing. Got to take a whole class on stadiums, and we had a professor that was really, really, just really into sports facilities. So that was, he was really passionate about it, which was great. Wouldn't say it would be my favorite course coming out, but it was certainly interesting. So it's really just everything. It's going in, and we were in a, you know, kind of a more unique time coming out of COVID. So we got to kind of see what sport looked like and how things have changed, because they've changed dramatically since then. And, you know, the revenue generation side of it and just how much money is in the sporting industry is really, you know, a lot of the things that we focused on, which it's crazy. Just everything that is involved in, you know, a single game, and then, you know, the athletic department overall.
That's Grant Covey here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Kieran, you have any questions so far?
Not really.
Feel free to jump in whenever you...
No, you've kind of been asking everything that I was about to ask.
Excellent. So that sounds like that sounds like a really cool major. I'm kind of jealous, to be honest. Yeah. You know, it's not sort of, because, you know, I went through school to be a journalism teacher and then also to teach English, and now I'm teaching radio. So I can kind of relate to not necessarily being, and I had the radio background and things like that, so it all kind of worked, and you know, kind of found my spot where I was as well. So you know, sometimes you just kind of have to look for those changes that you want to make. But you mentioned it a couple times there, the pandemic, and certainly it affected everything that we did here at Ben Davis High School and Area 31 Career Center. What was that like being a college student during the pandemic?
Well, initially it was really fun. It's like getting sent home for a school, you know, a snow day.
Yeah.
We were told that,
like a 2-3 months, yeah, 4 month, year long school, a snow day.
Everything got, you know, put online, and we were told we could stay at Ball State. I came home just, I wouldn't want to sit in my computer on a dorm room, but, it was tough. I think coming back that fall of 2020 was tough, just because we had a lot of the, you know, freedoms and stuff that we had previously that we couldn't really do. There was not much life on campus, which was a bummer. But it picked up as the year went on. And then, you know, full year removed from that, kind of my last 2 years was more of the full go. So it was certainly an interesting time. There was a lot of things looking back. It's like, I don't know why we did that, but you know, I think that is the case with a lot of things. But it was interesting. But overall, it didn't take away too much from the overall, you know, experience in the end, I think.
It was more like the fear of unknown, I think, that kind of for some decisions at the time. Yeah. We got about 10 minutes left here on Voices of the West Side on Indy Cheyenne 90.9, joined this morning by Grant Covey from Alliance Sport Marketing. And kind of transitioning now to a program that you kind of, well, actually a couple of programs that, that you head up. First of all, let's talk about Choices Matter, what that program is, because I know that we have a lot of administrators that listen to this program. So what is Choices Matter?
Yeah, absolutely. So Choices Matter is a state-funded program that's through the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute, which is what we do our work with here in Indiana. This is a program created with the goal of impacting students. So essentially what Choices Matter is, it's we travel the state, we tour the state. We'll do over, we're close to over 500 schools this year across the country. So I've actually got a team out that's in Iowa right now going to a few schools this week. And then we're touring in Indiana next week and the week after that. So essentially what Choices Matter is a in-school program. So usually takes about 90 minutes. It's high school and middle school focused primarily, but it's centered around the choices and decisions that high school students and teenage students are faced with on a daily basis. There's a lot going on in the high school world, you know, whether they're being influenced to do different things relate, you know, that may be, you know, positive or negative. So we like to kind of highlight those choices and decisions and how they will affect your life, outside of high school. So we have about six impact speakers that travel with us currently. So we bring one of them with us. They have a presentation that's usually 45 minutes, no longer than an hour. That's about their story. It's all their personal story, stuff that they've experienced, stuff that they've went through. And it's, unfortunately, it's related to impaired driving or distracted driving. So whether they were a drunk driver and hit someone or, you know, killed someone, even in a couple of our speakers' instances, or they were just in a crash, we have those speakers, and then we have speakers that were the victim. They were hit by a drunk or distracted driver, and they kind of tell that story and how it's affected their life with the goal of inspiring and motivating students to make choices and decisions that that matter. After that, we have an interactive component. So we bring impaired driving simulator. We'll bring the drunk goggles with the walk the line. Just more of a lighthearted approach to get students engaged with the message. They'll come up and talk to the speaker. Our speakers are very personable, and we'll talk to the students. They'll stay at a school all day if we let them talking to students. It's what they do. It's their passion. So that's really cool to see. And then the school is left with continuing education resources. So whether it's a resource binder that has fact sheets, stuff to throw into morning announcements, we even have a parent teen driving contract to kind of, get parents and new drivers to talk about different things on the road, because that conversation usually does not happen, whether it's around being on their phone while they're driving or the expectations, when they're behind the wheel. So that really gets that conversation started. And then we have all the students that are there will sign a banner that the school can display just as a reminder to that as well. So we'll bring some of those continuing education resources with us as well. That's a little bit about what Choices Matter is. Again, we'll do over 50 schools here in the state of Indiana this year and over 500 across the country.
That's Grant Covey from Alliance Sport Marketing here on Indy's Giant 90.9 for Voices of the West Side this morning. And talking about that Choices, man, it sounds like a very powerful program, especially when you have people who have maybe made not such good decisions in the past, and they're trying to tell young people don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's really impactful. I've sat through probably 15 or 20 at this point, and each time I'm still taken away by their story and just everything they've had to overcome in their lives. So it really is inspiring. It's a great program to have. It usually takes about 90 minutes in total, so we try to fit it into like a 2-block window to not take up so much of the school day. And we're really accommodating to each school's needs and what they need, what kind of programming they need.
There's nothing really more powerful than someone's story.
Yeah.
And when they can, when you can hear that story from somebody, it makes an impact, certainly. Another thing that you're working on is an event coming up on September 28th out at the world's greatest race course, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the Rural the Road Indiana program. And I know this is a program that you have mentioned is not just in Indiana, it's across the country. But what is Rural the Road Indiana?
Yeah, Rural the Road is a program. It's a free program designed to educate new drivers and teen drivers with life-saving skills behind the wheel. So it is a one-day program that we bring across the state. This one on September 28th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway will be much larger than our typical Rural the Road. This is a controlled driving course, so half of the Rural the Road program is behind the wheel. You're getting hands-on instruction from our law enforcement partners, from our driver's ed partners, to provide those skills for the road, whether it's parallel parking or evasive maneuvering or experiencing what it's like to be pulled over. That is one of the stations that we get the most compliments about, is a lot of people don't know what it's like to be pulled over and what they should expect to happen when they get pulled over. So we have great law enforcement partners that kind of walk them through that process and to not make it so intimidating. Obviously, we hope that that doesn't happen, but we want our participants to be prepared. We have great partners in the semi-truck industry that will come out with educational resources on blind spots. That's probably been the most powerful to me, is just seeing how many blind spots those big trucks have. We'll talk proper vehicle maintenance, so where's your spare tire, how to check your oil, all that sort of thing. And then the other part of that is not behind the wheel. It's more of a simulator type setup. So we bring several simulators with us that showcase different things, whether it's impaired driving or distracted driving, that they'll get to participate in as well. We have what's called a seatbelt convincer. This simulates a 5 to 10 mile an hour crash. We call it like a Walmart crash, getting rear-ended at 5 miles an hour, and how much your seatbelt's actually going to help you. So that's a really powerful station as well. And then on the 28th, we have another part of it that everyone that signs up to participate, you'll be able to get an autograph from some of our IndyCar drivers that have partnered with us to kind of spread the word as well. So I don't know if you've heard of him, but the back-to-back winner of the Indy 500, Joseph Newgarden, he will be there.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, and then one of the up-and-coming drivers, Stingray Robb, he's been a great partner for us as well. He's actually going to talk to one of our Choices Matter schools coming up next week. So he's going to be there as well, doing meet and greets and signing autographs. And then Team USA member and gold medalist Ryan Murphy will be there as well. So he'll be there signing autographs, doing meet and greets, stuff like that. So real love for anybody to come out that day. It's a free event, a community event. So if you've seen like the National Night Out, it's designed kind of with that in mind, with kind of that structure. So we got free food, we've got hot dogs and waters and pops and all that. So it's going to be a really great day. We're going to have the Borg Warner Trophy out there. It actually, we were out there on Tuesday, and it just got refurbished and got Newgarden on it for 2024, and it looks really great. So you're going to be able to get your picture with that in front of the bricks, kiss the bricks, all that. It's going to be a really, really fun day coming up on the 28th.
Yeah, the Borg Warner Trophy is like a character in itself.
Yeah.
It's got its own Twitter account.
And yeah.
It has people that escort it around. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It requires two people to be with it at all times.
Yes. Yeah, so. And it doesn't weigh as much as people think it would.
Okay.
I think it weighs like 100 and some pounds.
I asked if
you would think that it's, would.
No, they wouldn't let me pick it up. I tried.
I was about to ask if they let you carry it around.
Yeah. Right. Do they put your face on it for doing this event?
They should. That's something actually I could bring up to Doug Bowles. He's going to be there as well.
Say, Doug, can I get my face?
I can bring that up to him and ask. We're also going to have a custom Indy car that's going to be Rule the Road branded. So that's going to be super cool. I can't wait. Hopefully they'll let me take it for a few laps. Maybe I'll have to ride with Joseph or something. But
there are some open seats for next year.
Yeah.
Right now in the Indy car paddock.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would love to.
If you can put enough money together, you can get a coin car, I think.
I think so, yeah. I'll get a couple of makeup sponsors, and I should be fine.
Yeah.
I think I can do it.
Yeah. This is, by the way, Voices of the West Side, as we get close to wrapping up here with the show. So how can people check this event out if they want some more information for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way is going to be to RuleTheRoadIndiana.com. That website's going to have everything you need. It's going to show you about the event. And there's also a video on there that'll kind of go more in depth and explain it way better than I just did. But you can sign up there. Just click register. You'll register for a time slot. Again, it'll only take about 90 minutes. So you'll pick that time you'll pick will be the time that you'll show up and start. We're expecting a big turnout. I think it's going to be a really fun day. I guess some exciting things that haven't been announced yet that will just add to it as well.
And then when you leave here, you told me you're going to go pick up a box truck and head somewhere in the state to do one of these.
Yeah, we got a little bit smaller version of this coming up tomorrow up at Living Hope Church in Maryville. So I will be traveling up there this afternoon and getting ready for that. That'll be super fun as well. We've done about 6 of these across the state this year, so they've been really fun. It's a really great event, whether you just got your permit or you've had your license for a few years, or if you have your license for 20 years and you want to come out and learn some new things. Everyone always takes something educational away, and I think the parents sometimes even learn more than the kids. And so it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, one of the videos that you have that promotes it has a parent in there saying that, man, I learned something. I think that this is a lost art. Driver's education, we don't see it as much anymore around, and I think it shows on the road. I mean, I took driver's ed and took it here at Ben Davis High School in the summer. It was a 2-week deal. 1 week was classroom, and then 1 week was actually getting out on the road. Bob Wilbur, the former Ben Davis football coach, he was the instructor for the road. I had Mr. Chuck Twa for the classroom portion. I still remember things that we learned in driver's ed, but we don't have that anymore. And I think also you don't see as many teens that drive anymore, which is a big change. So a lot of times people aren't driving until they get a job, and that's what kind of spurs them to get their license, because they have to get back and forth to work. So this kind of project fills that gap.
Yeah, absolutely. And we view this as an extension of the driver's ed classroom. So stuff that they've maybe learned in driver's ed that they need some more help with, this is a great program for that. And it's 100% free. That's the best part. It's meant to be kind of that extension of driver's ed, something that you're able to take away. We've got great partners in the driver's ed industry that have really kind of helped us with this program. So yeah, it's really fun. You're guaranteed to learn at least one thing. So
one thing, and lots of other fun stuff that day. By the way, this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Anything else to share?
I just put the ID in the playlist.
Hey, I keep my eye on it.
Beat me to it.
Anything else?
No, that pretty much sums it up for me. Again, RuleTheRoadIndiana.com. I would love to see you there on the 28th. It's going to be really fun. And coming up, it's going to be a perfect weather day. We've already put that request in with the Motor Speedway. So you can pay enough money for them to be able to control the weather. So we put that request in. It's going to be about 70 degrees and sunny. It's going to be super fun, and I think the USAC midgets are racing on the dirt track that night, so if you're coming out for that, you can stop by and see us first.
They need to build a dome over can we get that done, Mr. Pinsky? Get a dome over
the
dome.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I know. Hey, I know if he wants one, there will be one.
Yeah. They just put the Speedway in the Epcot ball. That's
right. There you go. Anything else, Kieran, from you?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, Grant, we're proud of you. As always, thank you for coming back and giving back and all that you continue to do for us here on WBDG. I know you come back and do a game occasionally with us. I think you did the Covenant Christian game last year.
Yeah.
Big win for the Giants, which was nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Always always willing to step in and fill in when I'm needed. It's super fun. It's something that basketball game, I look forward to it like the whole week.
Forgot to mention, too, you're officiating.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to start my 5th season officiating high school basketball. So if you see me on the court, you can yell at me. It's fine.
Go to the IHSAA. I know there's a huge official shortage.
Yeah,
we're seeing some of that right now. Some games are canceled.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, we had the rain. because they couldn't get officials for Saturday. I know the Avon Biddavis game, for example, was not canceled, but they had officials that had to run pretty much from Lawrence Central to Avon to get that game in. So they need officials. So go to the IHSA's website and check that out. I know that wasn't our that would be actually a good topic.
It would be a great topic.
But that was not our topic today. So, Grant, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we did it once again. Next week on Voices of the West Side, we have City County Councilor Jared Evans will be our guest next week. And he'll be here to talk all things city, county government. So that should be a great show. Join us 7:30 a.m. on Friday again. Grant, thank you very much. Good luck, and hopefully have a great event on the 28th.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
All right, safe travels also to Merrillville.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.